શ્રોતા મિત્રો, ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાની કેન્દ્રની ચૂંટણીઓને ગણતરીના દિવસો જ બચ્યા છે ત્યારે મેં વાત કરી ગ્રીનવે વિસ્તારના લેબર પક્ષના ઉમેદવાર અને શેડો મિનિસ્ટર ઓફ સિટીઝનશીપ અને મલ્ટીકલ્ચરલ શ્રી મિશેલ રોલેન્ડ સાથે. મિશેલ, વેલકમ ટુ એસબીએસ રેડિયોઝ ગુજરાતી પ્રોગ્રામ.
થેન્ક યુ. કેમ છો?
અમારા શ્રોતાઓને સૌથી પહેલા એ જણાવજો કે હમણાં બહુ જ ચર્ચિત મુદ્દો જે છે, લોંગ સ્ટે વિઝા ફોર પેરેન્ટ્સ, આ મુદ્દે લેબર પક્ષે 3 વર્ષની અવધિ સાથે બદલાવની વાત કરી છે, તો તેનું અમલીકરણ કેવી રીતે થશે?
Sure. Well, this is a very important announcement, Harita, that I think many of your listeners are going to be personally interested in. We currently have overseas migration at approximately 55% of Australia's population growth, so it's very significant. And having listened to many members of our community, including myself directly from many local constituents, we've decided to change the terms and conditions of the current visitor visa so parents can stay in Australia for a continuous period of now up to 3 years. Now, that's a significant increase, of course, because the current period is 12 months. And then after the 3-year period is completed, rather than having to go overseas for 6 months under the current requirements, parents only have to leave Australia for 4 weeks. So it gives a substantially longer period of time that parents can stay in Australia. Now, this is really important for people, obviously, who have parents coming over for example, the birth of a child, if they've got changes in work commitments and their parents are coming out to assist with childcare, for example, but even just to keep families together. That's really important for our community and really significant for many local listeners, I'm sure, who will be in a situation where they want to bring their parents out for longer periods.
Michelle, જેમ આપ જાણો છો, ગુજરાતી સમુદાય એ વ્યાપાર ધંધા માટે જાણીતો છે. બંને મુખ્ય રાજકીય પક્ષો નાના ઉદ્યોગોને પ્રોત્સાહન આપવા માટે ટેક્સમાં સુધારા કરવાની વાત કરે છે, પણ જ્યાં સુધી બિઝનેસના સપોર્ટ અને એની સસ્ટેનેબિલિટીનો સવાલ છે, તો એ અંગે આપની કોઈ યોજનાઓ છે ખરી?
Certainly, and Harita, it is very well known, and even when I was in Gujarat last year, I know that the economic contribution of the Gujarati community, particularly those starting small businesses, is one of great entrepreneurial spirit, and I really commend local residents for having that spirit and really contributing to our local economy. Mm-hmm. I think there's a couple of things where I continuously receive feedback about where improvements need to be made. The first is having lower tax rates, and in fact in last year's budget reply speech, Bill Shorten emphasised that he wanted to lower the tax rate for small businesses, and many listeners I know will also own micro businesses, so not necessarily larger retail operations that may be operating from home, maybe even, for example, a lot of women I've seen going into childcare within their own homes, starting family daycare, for example. So having that tax relief is important. But the other issues are things like access to finance and access to loans. Too often I hear stories about at different stages of the small business life cycle, a business might need to put up their house, remortgage their house as collateral. Now, we want to make it easier to get finance at different stages of a business's needs. So we've announced a scheme whereby we have what's called positive credit reporting, and that opens up better access to finance, not necessarily from the traditional banks and lending institutions. And I know many of your listeners will have businesses where they're also subcontractors, in many cases in the building and construction sector. Now, there was a Senate inquiry into the issue of subcontractors not getting paid. And when they're further down the chain from the big main contractors, it's often very difficult and, quite frankly, very expensive to even try and recover some of that payment for work that's been done. And let's face it, it's only right if you do work, you should get paid for it. So we've announced a trial of what we call project bank accounts. So when there's a large contractor, they have to put aside the money to make sure that their subcontractors get paid. And lastly, we've also announced a very important initiative about access to justice. So if you've got a small business that thinks that it's being subjected to a misuse of market power by a big business, for example, They can now get easier relief in the courts under Labor's policy because they won't have to worry about the possibility of paying the other side's legal fees. So what we have here, Harita, are some really specific and practical policies, a lot of which were built up by listening to our local community right here in Greenway. And a lot of those small businesses, of course, are owned and run by many people of Gujarati background.
Michelle, aap Shadow Minister cho multicultural na. આપનું મતક્ષેત્ર એવો વિસ્તાર છે જ્યાં ગુજરાતી સમુદાયનો વસવાટ વધુ છે, અથવા એમ કહીએ કે ગુજરાતી સમુદાય કોન્સન્ટ્રેટ થયેલો છે. તો ગુજરાતી સમુદાયને લગતી ત્રણ મુખ્ય સમસ્યાઓ આપના મતે કઈ છે અને તેના નિરાકરણ માટે આપની કઈ કઈ યોજનાઓ છે?
Firstly, I think, Harita, for anyone who comes to Australia, there's this social contract, and it's that you come to Australia, you want your children and your families to have a better life than you had yourself, and key to all that is having the best education. And I know that there are so many people living in this electorate of Gujarati background who do the right thing, they go to work, pay their taxes, and they just want their kids to be able to have the best start in life and the best education. So that's why we've announced Your Child, Our Future, and that's a needs-based funding policy. So it means it doesn't matter where you send your child, be it a public school, a private school, whether they're a very advanced learner or if they need a little bit of help, they get everything they need in order to succeed. The other issue, of course, is especially for families, is Medicare, making sure that it's not privatised, making sure that we don't have to pay upfront fees when we go to the doctor, don't have to pay extra when we get tests, for example. So making sure that we've got the best health care for ourselves and our families is vital. And the last point I'll make is I know that many people who come from Gujarat are often quite stunned at the bad quality of broadband that we have here in Australia and particularly in our local area. You know, Australia has fallen in the last 3 years. We've fallen from 30th in the world for internet speeds down to 60th. And that is a sad indictment on the mess that this government has made of the national broadband network. Now, all of your listeners, including those in small business, because it's really important for them to be able to operate and compete, we have the access to the best quality and the most affordable broadband. And I'm absolutely committed to delivering that for the people of Greenway.
Michelle, thank you so much for sharing all your thoughts to our listeners, to the Gujarati community.
Thank you very much for having me.